welcome today's contestants, a writer and content producer from North Hollywood, California, Jamie Wiley. A software engineer from Rochester, New York, Josh Grunberg. And our returning champion, a scientist from Ranson, West Virginia, Danielle Long Island, whose one day cash winnings total $13,412. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you could see a little bit of it when Johnny was introducing Danielle. If you were watching yesterday when she won the game, she was so excited, so happy, and she had a little cheering section in the audience there. There they are, back with her again today. Josh and Jamie, you have to deal with her and her cheering section. Good luck. Here we go. All right, let's take a look at the category, shall we? My job in the movie. Aha. Snakes. Oh, hate snakes. Political memoirs and biographies. A menu of restaurants. From the Latin. And finally, Daytona 500 Grand Marshals. The big race is this Sunday. Danielle, start.
Restaurants 200.
Lake Effect in Buffalo, New York is an old school one of these. The first D in TV's Triple D, a show it was featured on. Josh.
What is a diner?
D for diner, yeah.
Restaurants 400.
This beefy building follows the names of Chicago's Chicago Cut and Minneapolis's Manny's. Josh.
What is Chop House?
Nope. Jamie or Danielle? You're close, Josh. Not Chop House, but Steakhouse. Back to you.
Restaurant 6.
Opened for 2 days in May of 2019, Tiffany Cafe in Beverly Hills was this kind of spot that sounds like it sprang from a toaster. Jamie?
What is a pop-up?
Yeah.
Restaurants 800, please.
Restaurants specializing in this array used to be popular in the United States. Many, like Seattle's, a little bit of Sweden, are gone. Jamie?
What is a smorgasbord?
Yeah.
Restaurants 1,000.
These portmanteau places are taverns that serve high-end food. Danielle.
What are bistros?
No. Josh.
What is a gastropub?
That's it.
My job in the movie, 200.
Michael B. Jordan in Creed. Josh.
As a boxer?
Boxer, yeah.
Movie, 400.
Margot Kidder in Superman. Jamie.
What is a reporter?
Good.
600, please, movie.
Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs. Jamie.
What is FBI agent?
Yep.
Movie 800.
Harrison Ford before becoming the fugitive. Jamie.
What is a doctor?
Good.
Movie 1,000.
Matt Damon at MIT in Good Will Hunting. Josh.
What is a janitor?
Right you are.
Let's go with political memoirs and biographies 200.
The power of in-your-face politics is part of the subtitle of Let Me Finish by this recent New Jersey governor. Jamie.
Who is Chris Christie?
Correct.
Political memoirs and biographies, 400.
Emmeline Pankhurst's 1914 autobiography has appeared under this title, the type of activist she was. Josh.
Was a feminist?
No. Jamie or Danielle? What is a suffragette? Back to Jamie.
Political memoirs and biographies, 600, please.
Written by one of her longtime aides, Lady in Red is a portrait of this first lady and one-time starlet. Josh.
Who is Nancy Reagan?
Correct.
Memoirs, 800.
Crazy Town, the Rob Ford story, looks at the headline-making antics of the ex-mayor of this Canadian city. Josh.
What is Toronto?
Yeah.
Memoirs, 1,000.
The long game by this GOP Senate leader clarifies his opinions about Barack Obama and Harry Reid. Josh.
Who is McConnell?
Yes, Mitch McConnell. And with that, you go to 4,000. You're in first place now, and we have to take a break. So we'll come back. Jamie Wiley is a writer from North Hollywood, California, and went to graduate school in the United Kingdom.
Yes, where? I did. I went to the Central School of Speech and Drama.
In London?
Yes, sir.
And how long were you in London?
I was in London for about 2 years. The program itself was 1 year, and I kind of stretched out a little bit on either side.
It's easy to stretch it out if you're in London, right?
Yeah.
Great city.
Love it.
Great city. Josh Grunberg from Rochester, New York. There was a legend at your high school that was Jeopardy connected. Tell the folks about it.
Yeah. Our dean of students, we knew him as kind of a mean guy because he had to enforce the school dress code and all that. And one day someone told me, you know why he's so mean? A couple years ago, he went on Jeopardy and he didn't even make it to final. What negative? So, but the thing is, I've never been able to prove that that's what happened. So, if anyone out there knows how Dean Curtis did in like 1997, let me know.
Oh, all right. Kind of narrowed it down right there, didn't he, folks? Good thing you're not still in school. Danielle Long Highland is a scientist from West Virginia. You have a black belt in?
Taekwondo. Yeah, I started when I was very young, first grade, took about a 17-year hiatus, and when I was in grad school, started back up again and earned my black belt.
What's the main thing that people should know about Taekwondo?
Well, it means hand and foot, so it's all about the kicks and the punches.
Thanks a lot. Josh, you're in command of the board. You make the next selection for us from the three remaining categories up there.
Daytona 500 Grand Marshal is 200.
2017 Grand Marshal Owen Wilson is the voice of this car's car. Danielle?
Who is Lightning McQueen?
Yep.
Daytona 500 for 400.
This man of few words is the only Supreme Court justice on the list. Josh.
Who is Clarence Thomas?
Yeah.
Grand Marshal 600.
In 2019, 5 years after recording 20.5 sacks and even three offensive TDs for the Houston Texans, this defensive end got his Grand Marshal on. Josh.
Who is J.J. Watt?
Yeah.
Grand Marshal is 800.
Alabama's governor and a presidential candidate in the 70s, he got the honor twice in the decade. And that was George Wallace. Back to you, Josh.
Grand Marshal's 1,000.
He did some slick driving in Gone in 60 Seconds, perhaps qualifying him as the 2007 Grand Marshal. Jamie?
Who is Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
From the Latin 200.
From the Latin for break off, it means to stop someone from speaking, and I won't do it during your response. Jamie?
What is interrupt?
Yep.
400, please.
This adjective means all-powerful like a god. Jamie.
What is omnipotent?
Good.
Latin 600.
It means to relinquish responsibility. King Juan Carlos did it in 2014. Jamie.
What is abdicate?
Yep.
Latin 800, please.
They're just the facts, and doing entry of them is a job at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Josh.
What is data?
Yeah.
Latin 1000.
A 10-letter examination of a body after death to determine how it happened. Danielle.
What is autopsy?
No. Jamie.
What is post-mortem?
10 letters, yes.
Snakes 200, please.
The ball and the reticulated are two types of these constricting snakes. Danielle.
What is python?
That's it.
Snakes 400.
This largest cobra is the only species in the genus Ophiophagus, which means snake eater. Jamie.
What is king cobra?
Yes.
600, please.
Humans have 24 of these chest protectors arranged in pairs. Snakes may have as many as 400. Danielle?
What are ribs?
Right.
Snakes 800?
This official reptile of Massachusetts, one of the most common snakes in North America, is non-venomous and found on lawn grass. Jamie?
What is a garden snake?
Garden or garter snake, yes.
Snakes 1,000, please.
Answer. Really double.
$500, please.
All right. The yellow type of this South American snake can reach 15 feet long. Its green cousin can reach 30.
Oh, geez. What is a boa constrictor?
No. What is the anaconda? Anaconda. All right. You drop a bit and you take us into our commercial break. We'll come back and start Double Jeopardy after this. Our champion, Danielle, has some hard work ahead of her, but she's picking first in Double Jeopardy from these categories. We start off with Water Under the Bridge, followed by Rapper's Delight. You're going to love this one. Redundant phrases that are also repetitive, too. 21st Century Japan. And then Walking a Fine Line. Danielle.
Redundant phrases, 400.
Two-word term for a present handed out without cost to help get new customers for a business. And that two-word phrase is free gift. Danielle?
Redundant phrases, 800.
Gonna stick with it. An abbreviation begins this redundant phrase for a device outside some banks to make withdrawals and deposits. Danielle.
What is ATM machine?
That's it, yes.
Redundant phrases, 1,200.
3.3 million square miles in area and the largest of its kind on Earth. Its name is from Arabic. Danielle.
What is the Sahara Desert?
Yes, Sahara equals desert. Go.
Redundant phrases, 1,600.
This flooded spot where a grain grows. In the original Asian language, the second word means the same grain. Josh.
Was it a rice paddy?
Yeah.
Rapper's Delight, 1,200.
This Cadillac has been a favorite ride of many rappers. In 2018, Remy Ma got one from her husband, Papoose, after giving birth. Danielle.
What is an Escalade?
Correct.
Rapper's Delight, 800.
Just like Oprah, Chicago rapper No Name started one of these in 2019 that thousands of people joined. Josh?
What is a book club?
Yeah.
Rapper's Delight, 16.
Atlanta rapper Killer Mike tries to build one of these Thomas More title communities on an episode of his show, Trigger Warning. Danielle?
What is a utopia?
That's it.
Rapper's Delight, 400.
Chance the Rapper said his 2019 album, The Big Day, was inspired by how he was dancing on this day. Jamie?
What is his wedding day?
Yes.
Water Under the Bridge, 400.
Beneath the Mark Twain Memorial Bridge in Hannibal, Missouri. Josh?
What is the Missouri?
Nope. Jamie or Danielle? What is the Mississippi? Jamie?
Water Under the Bridge, 800, please.
Below New York City's George Washington Bridge. Jamie.
What is the Hudson?
Correct.
Water Under the Bridge, 1,200.
Answer there. The first of the Daily Bubbles in the round. And you're in the lead again.
1,200.
12 it is. Here is the clue. Beneath the Ponte Sant'Angelo, commissioned by Hadrian.
What is the Nile?
No. What is the Tiber? The Tiber in Italy. All right, go again.
Walking for 400.
In 2008, this state made walking its official exercise. It's a four-mile official exercise from Bethesda to Silver Spring. Josh?
Was Maryland.
Yeah.
Rapper's Delight, 2000.
Rapper Danny Boy O'Connor loved the Tulsa house used in the film version of this author's The Outsiders, so he restored it. Jamie?
Who is Stephen King?
Nope. Who is S.E. Hinton? Back to you, Josh.
21st century Japan, 1600.
In a 2019 referendum, 70% on this island opposed a plan to move a U.S. Marine Air Base to another spot still on the island. That island is Okinawa. Back to you, Josh.
Japan, 1200.
In 2019, a rare papal visit to Japan included a speech against nuclear arms in this, the second city where an A-bomb was used in war. Josh.
What is Nagasaki?
Yeah.
Japan, 800.
In 2015, the space probe Akatsuki entered orbit around this inner planet to study its atmosphere. Went around Venus. Back to you, Josh.
Japan, 2000.
In Japan's first foreign combat zone deployment since World War II, troops served in Samawa in this country in 2004. And that country was Iraq. Josh.
All right. Fine line, 800.
Andrew marvels to his coy mistress, says this grim spot is a fine and private place, but none, I think, do there embrace. Jamie.
What is a graveyard?
Yeah.
Fine line, 400.
In a Gwendolyn Brooks poem, Maud went to college, Sadie stayed at home, Sadie scraped life with a fine tooth this.
Josh?
Or the comb.
Yeah.
Fine line 12.
From this ancient fable authors, the jay and the peacock, it is not only fine feathers that make fine birds. Jamie.
Who is Aesop?
Yeah.
Fine line 1600.
In 1917, D.H. Lawrence wrote, a fine this is blowing the new direction of time.
Danielle.
What is wind?
Right.
Walking 800.
Johnny Cash wrote that Carl Perkins convinced him to change a song title from Because You're Mine to this.
Josh.
Or does I walk the line?
You got it.
Walking 12.
Answer. Really double. And you have the lead, Josh, but before I ask you to make your wager, we have some bad news for you, Jamie. You misspoke a few moments ago when you responded to the clue about Andrew Marvel's to his coy mistress. You said graveyard, and the proper word is grave, so we have to take away $1,600. You're still in second place, however. Josh, what's your wager?
$3,000, please.
All right, here's the clue. In 1974, Dave Kunst became the first person verified to have done this, minus water, a distance of 14,450 miles.
What is cross the Red Sea?
No, he walked around the Earth. Walked around the Earth. All right, pick again.
Walking 16.
The American Heart Association says walking 150 minutes a week can reduce risk of this silent killer caused by blocked or burst brain arteries. Josh.
What is an aneurysm?
No. Jamie.
What is a stroke?
Stroke is right. Less than a minute now.
Japan for 400.
In May-June of 2002, 32 teams competed as Japan co-hosted this international sporting event with South Korea. And that would be the FIFA World Cup. Back to you, Jamie.
Water under the bridge, 1600.
Below the Newport Pell Bridge, featured on the Rhode Island State Quarter. Water is in Narragansett Bay. Back to you, Jamie.
Water under the bridge, 2000.
Beneath the Vasco da Gama Bridge in Lisbon. Josh.
What is it, Tagus?
That's it. And that takes you back into the lead by $700. Close game. Final Jeopardy is still coming up. Here is the category, 20th century European leaders. Make your wager. Back in a moment.
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is hump day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For our final today, we are looking at 20th century European leaders. Players, here's your clue. In a 1930s broadcast, this man spoke of a quarrel in a faraway country between people of whom we know nothing. 30 seconds, good luck. Basically two choices here, and they both begin with the same two letters of the alphabet. So we will start with our champion, Danielle. You had 5,400, and you wrote down, who is Churchill? That is the incorrect response, and that will cost you 3,600, dropping you down to 1,800. Let's go to Jamie Wiley. She had 7,300, not looking too happy because she also came up with Churchill, and we know that's wrong, and she lost 700 only. Interesting. That leaves you with 6,600. Over to Josh Grunberg. He had 8,000, and he wrote down the other CH word, Neville Chamberlain. You are correct, sir, and you will add something. 6,601. You're the new champion with 14,000. 601. Well done. Good game. I enjoyed it. Hope you did also. We'll see you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.